Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's get loud. Let's get loud. I don't actually know the whole song. I'm singing that because Maddie just came. Maddie just came specifically for Jennifer Lopez.
When?
Just then you said, Nicholas, your music, your earphones are too loud already.
They are.
And that is a very pointed attack on J-Lo. Jenny from the block.
I think you personally, in my opinion, might have overlooked the very pointed.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny.
Slander
on the block.
Against you is what it actually was.
Wow.
This is going to be a very violent episode. I can feel it. Speaking of violent episodes.
Welcome to What the Fuck is Happening.
Exactly.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Maddie.
I'm Chelsea.
Yay, Chelsea's here.
Yay. They can't get rid of me.
Why didn't I get a chair?
Because you're boring. You're here every week. No one loves you. And our elephant in the room this week is that this is one of our last episodes of the year. How exciting is that?
Time I'm suicidal.
Jesus. Same. Trigger warning.
Only because of Maddie. If she didn't bully me, my life would be perfect.
Okay, let's just jump right over that whole interaction. Pretend it never happened.
The elephant in the room this week is, yes. This
we'll beep it out.
Is one of our last ones. I'm not going to beep it out. Beep you out. Anyway, we have lots to catch up on.
Yes, apparently.
I think the last time you heard us was for the Bones and All review.
Wow. God. The worst night of my life.
That's not true. She liked it.
Did I? Was I it have Adam told every...
And Black Adam.
Black Adam was funny, though, so it was okay.
Wow.
Bones and All was just very... I've told every single person I've seen since then not to see it.
A harsh review.
Have you guys seen those Good Morning America hosts that are, like, cheating on their spouses with each other?
No.
No.
Oh, it's everywhere. You guys are so weird.
We run in different circles.
We really do. Yours is not a universal experience.
At the moment, all I'm experiencing is the Wednesday dance and DeBloon's TikTok.
Basically, same.
The what? Say that again.
Wednesday dance and the DeBloon's talk.
I don't know what the DeBloon's thing is, but I know the Wednesday stuff.
Were they not the same thing? Then I don't know what the second thing is either.
Don't worry.
I'm only on the first one.
Anyway, there's these two Good Morning America hosts.
Right.
And they're both married to different people.
Uh-huh.
And then they recently got paparazzi'd on vacation, just the two of them alone.
Ooh.
And it, like, cascaded into this whole revelation that they've been cheating on their spouses for years with each other.
Years, Jesus.
And it's, like, this massive thing. And then they've still had to pretend it's not happening and every day of the week. Go onto the news like normal. And then on Friday, the guy was like, happy Friday. Thank God the week's over. Anyway,
oof.
That's been everywhere. I can't believe you guys.
I honestly have only been on TikTok once this week. So
why?
I've been busy. God. Ugh. Yeah, I know. It's been sad. Been a sad life that I've led. TikTokless.
That feels like a Celine Dion song.
Okay, moving on. No.
You're the one who's depressed now.
Jesus, I just anyway. Said TikTok is not a life worth living.
Oof.
Christ. Did you know that Pitch Perfect show came out?
I did, actually. Vaguely.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It's because it's they chose like the weirdest character for the spinoff. It's called Bumper in Berlin.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it stars Adam Devine's character. I cannot fathom why they thought that audiences would want to see more than him. But anyway, it turns out I was correct that no one would want to watch it because no one's watched it. And it's kind of just released exists. And then disappeared into the ether of streaming network shows.
Yeah, it has. That. It also stars Sarah Hyland and Jamil. Yeah, I was trying to figure out which way they went. I forgot. Jamila. And she is like the only reason why
so
I
good
was
that you have a pop culture podcast.
Considering watching it. But then I didn't.
Yeah, what was it released on?
Stan.
In America, Peacock. The streaming service Peacock. It's the NBC one.
I'm with you.
The Universal. Mm-hmm. Universal Pictures, Universal Studios.
Yeah. Peacock.
Theirs.
What an interesting name.
It's because the TV network NBC, which is the Universal one, their logo is like a bunch of...
Yeah, those little...
Yeah, which is meant to be a peacock.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Well, you're not American.
That's fair.
Are you a lesbian? I thought you were an American. No?
That was weird.
Do you not know that vibe?
No, I don't.
Well, it's actually, I'm a lesbian. I thought you were American.
I thought you were American. Anyway, did you guys bring anything?
Yeah. Did you bring anything?
I brought lots.
No. I brought one thing. I mean, to be fair, Chelsea didn't know she was coming on until like 2 hours ago. So, okay, this week, Kylie Jenner posted a picture of her with both of her kids.
Different circles. I have no idea what this is.
Okay, Stormy and the other child, who we're just going to call Wolf. So only Wolf's
Queen
face,
Elizabeth.
Yeah. Only Wolf's face was covered the whole time. Any pictures that Kylie posted, his face was covered so no one could see. Obviously, there was mixed reactions. Some people pointed out.
What do you mean, obviously?
I don't know what I said.
I thought that was pretty common.
Yeah. What do you mean, obviously, there was mixed reactions?
Oh.
We're going to need
mixed
context.
Reaction. I am. I'm giving them. Some people pointed out that the Kardashians are willing to monetize their female children but will always protect their male kids. And then some other people were like, well, why do you want to see his face so badly? It's like, I think that might be missing the point. Anyway, my question is.
You have a question?
Yeah. What are your vibes on the Kardashians generally showing their kids?
Generally.
In, like, on social media in circles. Because I have very strong opinions about it, but I want to know what your thoughts are.
I think it's fine to keep them out of the media until, like, 7 or 8 when they can start making their own decisions. Like, Blake Lively's kids and stuff like that.
I still feel like 7 or 8 is quite young to be making your own decisions in that sort of circumstance. I don't think you in any way understand the full ramifications of what being in the public eye is.
Yeah, but I feel like by that point, it's like an actual human who
an adult.
Is going to be out and about. Like, they can't really control it by that point.
Yeah.
Before that, it's like you can pretty much
keep
them close by.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, paparazzi is a little bit different to.
Well, yeah, so this is the thing. I think there's a difference between paparazzi and then actively, like, I feel the same way. See, I personally really disagree with it. I think it's really not right for people to be showcasing their kids in order to, like, sell some kind of lifestyle or whatever. It's not just the Kardashians. I have problems with it when anyone does it.
Yeah, there's that TikTok one that's, like, constantly having child protective services being called on them. Stuff like that.
It's quite... And on YouTube, it's actually also extremely common where there are, like, the family channels.
Yeah, which is fucked up.
Really
and now,
fucked up.
I think YouTube changed their policy a couple of years ago
that
any channel that's just a kid can't be monetized.
Interesting.
Or something like
that. There you go. Yeah.
So, like, those channels of the kids that review toys and shit.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I did hear a little bit about this. And it seemed like the issue was, and the outrage was less about the fact that, like, the debate around hiding their kids' faces from the public and stuff. And more about the sexism of it all.
No, exactly. Why, it was more about why she. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was, but
so
I just
do we not
to
do we know that she didn't do it with Stormy?
Yeah, Stormy's face is in the same carousel of pictures.
Yeah, but I mean, how old is Stormy?
4.
Yeah.
It's still very young. And Stormy's and not only that, but Stormy is always like full face of makeup when she's on Kylie's Instagram, which is wild to me personally.
That feels fake. Surely they're not putting makeup on a 4-year-old.
You don't know who the Kardashians are.
It's not just some filter.
I mean, it absolutely could be, but even that is fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Whether it's makeup or a filter, it's still not right.
I think it's probably less about sexism, this thing, and more about the fact that she learned from Stormy and has decided to change.
Yeah, well, and I mean, she might just be like, well, Stormy's face is like already out there, so there's no point in blurring it now.
Correct. And that's what I think, is that she evolved and she realized that if her children don't have to be blasted around the world, then they shouldn't be, kind of thing.
I mean, it is a fairly recent development that people have started doing it.
I would generally agree, except that all of the other sisters have already had kids. So it's kind of like Kylie's. Her kids are quite young compared to Kim's and Courtney, so it's kind of like, oh.
Yeah, but it's different when your sisters are telling you, oh, it's great to have your children's face out there, or it's not great to have
Because I've seen videos and stuff of North and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, Mum, stop recording me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be recorded right now.
Yeah.
And Kim's just like, haha, yeah, it's so funny. And it's like, dude, stop.
Some privacy, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that was all. I wanted to see what everyone else's thoughts were because I think it's terrible.
Yeah, as far as we're aware, all of her other sisters could have been like, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's true.
Put them on.
Which is also gross,
yeah.
To be honest.
I mean, all the other kids are on the show.
Yeah. Gross.
So,
yeah. Although Kylie and Kendall were quite young when Keeping Up with the Kardashians started as well. They were only like 11 and 12, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Which is also, in my opinion, too young. But I guess TV was very different back then. Like, celebrityhood was very different back then. So, harder to know.
That's fair. I mean, the kids are also benefiting from that, though. Like, if they're on the show, even that young, then their money goes into a...
Yeah, no, sure. I'm not saying they don't benefit from it, but I'm just saying that it's like a... Well,
it's not exactly their decision to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like, but I do still feel like
they don't understand.
Different, and like child actors and shit are different than social media. I feel like there's a level of.
Yeah, that's fair.
Privacy and personal insight.
Yeah.
That's being like used on social media. Like you said, with trying to create the perfect lifestyle by using their kids as the nuclear family and all that.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
Then, you know,
and I think
like
that's different from using them in a TV
sort of
show.
Thing as well. Yeah.
It's still bad and their kids are going to resent them forever. But
no, absolutely.
I don't think it's as bad.
I mean, child celebrity in general. Boo.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I wish I was a child celebrity.
Okay.
I would be rich now.
I absolutely
as
do
long
not.
As your parents
and I would
didn't
still have
money.
Mental health issues anyway, so it would be fine. And
God, no, can't relate. Can't relate at all.
Go off. Anyway, we should talk about Taylor Swift.
Why?
Because we're basically a Taylor Swift podcast.
But nothing's happened with her.
Well, that's false.
Okay, fine. That's just incorrect. What's the new update?
The new update is that she officially confirmed this week that she didn't choose time and pricing and stuff with all the concert debacle.
There you go.
So it's been like officially confirmed that, yes, she didn't try and scam her fans out of money.
Fair.
Which is good.
That is good.
And the rest of the stuff that I wanted to talk about with Taylor Swift is literally just that I need to update the ranking of Binance.
Oh my God. Fine.
I move, petition the court to move.
Denied.
Paris, Karma, and Glitch up to the top of the ranking.
Denied.
Accepted.
Okay, moving on.
I want no part in this court.
Why? What did you have at the top before?
I think it was number one was Mastermind.
Okay.
Which I don't not agree with. Mastermind, Antihero, Lavender Haze.
I don't think they should be at the top of the list, so I would be okay with you.
I think Karma, Paris, and Glitch are now the best. And I say...
I really like Karma, except for that one single lyric in the chorus. Karma is a cat purring in my
lap. Well, see, I have like this whole... I have a conspiracy theory around Karma. And that is that if she had have used the final like bridge chorus as the lead chorus, the main chorus, I think the song would be like a number one hit and could have like outperformed Antihero and stuff.
Interesting.
Because the main chorus that she uses is dumb.
It is dumb.
And it's meant to be like, oh, this is a song about like revenge and karma and stuff. And for like me, it's all karma's a happy thing because I don't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
So I get good karma and all my enemies get bad karma. So
right.
The word karma for them means something different for me. And I get that. But it's still stupid. So it's like, karma is my boyfriend. Karma is God. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not?
That's iconic. The first half is iconic.
Sweet, like, honey, karma is a cat purring in my lap because it loves me.
Bad.
Flexing like a goddamn acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that. Like the good chorus.
Three lyrics in the middle that are
is bad. Genuinely iconic. And it's karma is the thunder rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. Karma's gonna track you down step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice. Karma is a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen. Come straight home to me. I think that's infinitely better.
It is.
That's fair.
Iconic.
And I think if that was the main chorus and then the cat one was the bridge chorus, like the bridge like last
it's
chorus.
It's so funny because the cat lyric is like two lines out of like eight or nine and it's still the only thing that anyone ever remembers from the song just because it's so like
it's just
violent.
Okay.
It is very in your face.
It really is.
Yeah, so that's why I think that karma should be up the top now is because I think that one good chorus is so good.
That's fair.
That it rises to the top. Glitch, I think, is just great all around.
I think there's been a glitch.
Uh-huh. 5 seconds later, I fastened myself to you with the
stitch. Not a whole lot of it. A little bit.
Uh-huh. It's really fucking good. And it's kind of the most... I would say Glitch is one of the more alternative songs on the album.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest. And then Paris, I think, is a perfect pop song. No complaints.
No notes.
And I would put Paris as number one.
Would you?
Yes.
How interesting.
And I think in like 6 months you're going to be like, wow, Paris is the new Cruel Summer.
Maybe. I don't know if I'd go that far.
I've been for the past like 3 weeks.
Grow on you, though.
That's true.
For the past like 3 weeks I've been sending Maddie voice notes.
Yeah.
Of me just venting at her and trying to convince her to love Paris.
It's really true. That's,
And I just think it's really good. And do you remember like a few months ago?
No.
When I was talking about how many songs do you actually know
all of them?
Every single word for No Mistakes, Zero Mistakes.
I think about that a lot, actually.
I do too, because I'm like, yeah, no, I do fuck up one word in every song at least.
Mm.
I think for Paris I could do.
Okay, do it right now.
Every.
Do it.
But you don't have the lyrics up, so how are you going to know that I didn't fuck it up? Huh?
I'll get him up.
Yeah.
But we can do it
no
later.
No fuck-ups is hard. Like, I would say
literally
that
none.
There'd be, like, quite a few hundred songs that I could do with maybe, like, one or two fuck-ups.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But no fuck-ups? I'm not sure.
Correct. So fair. She reckons... Didn't you say I can do all too well 10-minute version?
And I maintain that.
I 1,000,000% think that you would not be able to do that and you would fail in the first half.
That's so rude. That's so rude.
You're so rude. Your ex-friend's sister... Met someone in the club and he kissed her. Turns out it was that guy you hooked up with ages ago, some wannabe C-lister.
That is an iconic line. Okay.
And all the outfits terrible.
So moving on from
Taylor Swift. Wait, I want to say my favorite line in Paris.
Oh my God, fine.
The most fun line to sing is stumble down pretend alley, ways cheap wine, may believe it's champagne, right? Everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most stupid line is in the second verse.
Uh-huh.
She says... I don't know where I should start. Sit quiet by my side in the shade.
Uh-huh.
But not the kind that's thrown.
Uh-huh.
I mean the kind under where a tree has grown. And I think that is so hilarious because it's...
I didn't get it. Say it again.
So overcomplicated. She's saying, sit quiet by my side in the shade.
Uh-huh.
But not the kind that's thrown, like...
Right.
The kind under where a tree has grown.
Right.
And I'm like, that's such a mouthful.
That is.
And terrible. Such a weird way to describe
just like sitting in the shade. Like a
romantic song kind of thing.
It's really...
uses three lines to describe sitting down in the shade.
It's really
and
true.
And I'm like, that's so Taylor Swift.
Absolutely. You could just go from the context cues and just assume by shade she meant under a tree.
Yes.
Like what was with
her. Yes, but she wanted to...
she wanted everyone to, like, know.
Know that she knew what throwing
more clear. What's your stance on her naming it the Eras Tour? Because in Australia, it's Eras Tour.
Yes, I have listened to your small rant on the podcast before.
Oh my god, we have a listener.
You were very, very concerned.
I was correct, that, right? Why not? Wasn't I?
No.
What do you mean? But say it.
That's so funny.
Oh no! You're correct that you say like Eras.
Yeah.
And it does sound like era.
So I'm correct.
But I don't think that
it matters.
She's gonna give a shit.
I think she's gonna be gooped.
Oh god, if she even comes to Australia,
she will. Why would
Are
she pass up like
personal friends with her?
Why would she? Why
and
would she give
like,
up like
just
eight
calling
stadium
you up in the middle
shows.
Of the night like Nicholas?
Yes, I am. We
why
all the time.
Does the Australian audience hate me?
And I said, don't worry, Tay Tay, I'll bring it up on the pod.
Yeah. Just to clarify everything.
Correct. That's so funny.
Yeah, why would she pass up like eight stadium tour dates?
Oh, I don't think, maybe because she can't get the timing right, because she doesn't want to be on tour for 17 years. Because maybe she wants to go to some other part of the world.
She's already sold like one $45,000 ticket and doesn't need to come here.
Exactly.
That's fair.
I mean, she probably will come, but you never know. This could just be a America-Europe tour.
No.
We're a little out of the way.
Good chat. Did you see why Rebel Wilson was in trouble this week?
Yeah, because she released clothes that weren't size inclusive.
Which is...
wild.
I mean, as a fat person, I'm allowed to say that's iconic. She's like,
it was a choice.
I used a gastric band to lose weight.
Yeah.
And now that I'm skinny, fat people are disgusting.
Don't exist.
And I hate
fat
them.
Fat people deserve hell and should not have the opportunity to buy my loungewear.
Yeah. It's like, look, I just don't want it to be represented by that kind of person. I'm like,
boy. So for context, horrific. Rebel Wilson released a loungewear line this week, and the sizes only go from extra small to extra large, but it's not even extra large. So they've gone, they've combined large and extra large, so it's L/XL.
I hate that.
I hate that too.
So I'm kind of assuming that that means they got rid of the large size and it just skips from medium to extra large. Is that correct?
I mean,
I've never seen it before, ever.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. It actually happens all the time in women's clothing. But I don't really know what it actually means.
Yeah,
like,
I
kind of just assume that it means, like, they do a measurement that is halfway between medium and large. It's like, but that doesn't suit
me. That doesn't
me.
Make sense, though, because then
no, sure.
an extra large person's going to be like, this is half a size too small.
And a large person's going to be like, this is half a size too big. Sure.
But I presume that they do it more with, say, like, loungewear clothing because it's stretchy.
I also see it all the time in swimwear.
Have you ever seen anyone wearing skin-tight sweaters and skin-tight...
I really don't want to.
What are they called?
Oh, well,
trackies?
I'm thinking like tight exercise pants.
Right. And also the fact that it's loungewear makes it extra funny because loungewear is like what you do if you're being a couch potato.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect. It's
for
comfy.
Like, why would you...
You're just, like, surely cutting out your biggest market.
Right? Literally, like, physically the biggest market? Is that a fat jab, Chelsea?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, the whole thing's pretty wild.
No, it is really wild. It is absolutely.
I mean, do I think it's the end of the world? And do I think she should be cancelled? No. Do I think she's a little bit dumb?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think more than a little bit dumb. Like,
true, she made senior year. She's got to be pretty dumb to do that.
God, I forgot about that film.
However, I still think Fat Amy is one of the most iconic characters in cinematic history.
No, absolutely.
Do you
sure.
love Fat Amy?
Fat Amy is absolutely iconic. Absolutely
well,
iconic.
No longer Fat Amy, I guess.
Yeah. Skinny
if they
Amy.
Made Pitch Perfect 4, what would they call her?
Skinny Amy.
Yeah.
Or just Amy.
Amy who hates fat
Amy
people.
And then in like brackets, fat people are fucking disgusting.
I hate fat people.
I hate fat, yeah.
Fat phobe Amy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oof. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well,
go Rebel Wilson. We love to see women girl bussing.
Definitely a case of girl bussing too close yes. to the sun.
Is it though?
Yes.
Gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss.
She said, I'm skinny now and I'm gay now.
She did. She did say
I'm allowed
that.
To exclude people.
Yeah. She, God. Oh, bloody hell.
Bloody hell?
Bloody hell.
I was thinking the other day.
Yeah.
This is one of my kind of more abstract thoughts.
Okay.
So when they were coming up with the alphabet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the word for like A
uh-huh.
is still A.
Right.
Right? They're all like a syllable.
Yes.
But then we get to W.
Yeah, that's not a...
If you spelled out W, it would be two words.
Mm.
So my question is, what the fuck? Why did they throw in the towel when they got to W? Were they just exhausted?
I mean,
and they were like, oh, I can't think of any more one syllable words that we can call these letters. What about W? But then that also doesn't make sense because U is after W.
True.
They may as well have just named it U part one.
and then the other one, single you know? U.
Exactly. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do. And while
do you
I
pick up what I'm putting down?
Don't know the reason. I'm sure there is one. I'm going to Google it right now.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's because when they were coming up with the alphabet, they were like, this is going to have to be a song for preschoolers. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. And they were like, by the time we get to W in the song, we need some extra syllables to make it rhyme and to make it flow. It
doesn't rhyme, though.
No, but it flows.
Kind of. Maybe, like, the actual letter U came before the letter W.
What comes
like,
first, the U or the W?
Historically.
Etymology is the history of the word, right?
Yeah, and Chelsea's absolutely correct. So U was the first one that comes from Latin. They didn't invent W, basically, until the 7th century.
What's stopping us from inventing a new letter?
And it is
nothing.
They've called society. It W because it was originally written like because now it looks like a V, but originally it looked like U and a U together. But now it looks
lowercase
like two V's.
It still looks like it.
Yeah, lowercase still looks like U's.
It does, but it yeah, that's why.
Hot. I don't know that I was looking for an actual historical reason. Good. I was just looking for more of a conceptual, more of a
vibe. Yeah,
galaxy
well,
brain, you know. Hmm.
I now my you're final actually a answer. Smarter person though.
No.
Not really.
My final answer is that they needed the song to flow better, so they added an extra syllable. And that's fact. That's not made up.
When did they actually
make
the
alphabet song? Okay, let's find out.
The alphabet or the alphabet song? Because if you want to know how they created the alphabet, somebody made alphabet soup.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Alphabet spaghetti.
Yeah, and they just, whichever
and
one
they just
they
ordered it. They just
first.
Threw it and ordered it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that was.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's how the alphabet came to be. Because the Italians were like, we've run out of pasta shapes. What if we make one that looks like this? Ooh. Or like this. Ooh. And that's how the alphabet came to be. Because it was pasta first.
I don't think Italians made alphabet soup.
So there's basically
but
been
Americans
an alphabet. There's basically been an alphabet for as long as there's been a language. So
but
there's
that. Is, but like with like hieroglyphs and shit, they're not letters, they're words, aren't they? Or like concepts?
Well, yeah. Well, like there's...
Yeah, technically, but it still says that they did. The first alphabet created from Egyptian hieroglyphs in the Sinai area was picked up by Phoenician traders in the 11th century BC.
Italians. I was right.
That's not the first case of
Can
an
you
alphabet.
Imagine, could you imagine if we brought an Italian into this room, like an Italian nonna, mm-hmm. and we said, the Italians created alphabet spaghetti?
She would slap you across the face.
The alphabet song was first copyrighted under the title The Schoolmaster in 1834 by an American man named Charles Bradley.
Seems racist.
So there we go. We've learned so much today. I thought
it seemed kinky, but then I realized it was for school children.
Did you say kinky?
Yeah.
Why?
This is why people hide their children's faces, because of people like you.
Yeah, they as they should. I don't want to see their fucking faces.
Actually, speaking of predators, not to make it this like and hiding children's faces and shit, not to make this take a dark turn, but
oh god, then don't say it.
Did you all see?
Simply don't say it.
Balenciaga campaign.
Yes. Yeah, oh my god. Yeah.
I don't really know why they are calling for like people to fully boycott celebrities who have previously partnered with them.
No, definitely that doesn't make not. Sense to me. No, it seemed absolutely.
A lot like it was just a
fuck up.
Yeah, like a big fuck up.
I've not looked into it. Was there like actually children in like harnesses and shit?
I don't think the children themselves were, but they were holding the children themselves were holding like teddy bears and shit that were in harnesses,
right?
Etc.
Because the only thing I saw was like. There was, like, documents or something in one of the photos and one of them said, like, bondage or something.
Mm. No, no, one of them was, this is just totally off the cuff because I did read it, but I don't remember exactly. But It was actually part of a legal document in regards to pedophilia.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's not a fuck-up, though.
Yeah, so that was
that
really
would be
weird.
A creative choice.
Yeah,
and if so, then you but should fire that art director.
But it was just like it was like this much of like a corner, but it was really fucking weird. I could be talking entirely out of my ass right now, but that was an article.
What does that sound like?
You don't want to know.
I was gonna say, what do you call a butthole queef? And then a fart. I don't know enough about the situation to say anything, but I feel like Balenciaga should make amends, but I don't think the celebrity partners should be held accountable because they weren't part of the campaign, right?
No. I would agree with that.
It seemed very subtle.
Okay, so this is one of the pictures.
Yeah.
For the campaign.
I do not approve of the ads.
Oh yeah, well there's the whole.
And is suing who?
The marketing company that came up with the campaign.
I'm confused. What products are these marketing?
I have no idea. What is this? It looks like pillows and blankets.
So it's like a kid's line of bedroom like Adairs and pillow talk and shit.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Then why was there ever harnesses in the picture for that?
Well, that's the point. That's the point. Why would
they? Yeah, no, I really don't understand.
Yeah, so, now I'm just totally. With the document, it was like just a corner of a printout from the United States versus Williams, a Supreme Court ruling that criminalizes advertising, promoting, presenting, or distributing sexualized images of children. Yeah.
Who's the photographer, the marketing agency?
Demna?
I feel like we need to go full investigative.
So basically what's happened is Demna have come up with this campaign that has included not children in bondage items, but children adjacent to bondage items. Then they posted it online. They started the campaign already and people were like, what the fuck is this? And then Balenciaga had to take it all down, make apologies. They're saying they're suing Demna, and basically all of their celebrity partners have been like, oh, I'm no longer going to be working with you, including Kim Kardashian apparently is not renewing her contract with them.
See, I think that's probably too far. But the only thing that I've really seen about this mm-hmm. is that, like, the far right are being like, well, if Nike can cut ties with Kanye for alleged anti-Semitism, then why aren't all celebrities disowning Balenciaga?
But they are.
And I'm like, I don't know that that's a one-to-one.
Oh, it definitely is not, but they are.
Especially after Kanye West's fucking shit this week.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Stitch. I don't know how to.
But also, did you see that Northwest was out with Kanye and she had a Star of David t-shirt on?
Iconic.
Is that
That's like.
No, I know what it is, but is that because of Kim or because of him?
I have no idea.
I don't trust him.
Yeah.
I can't imagine letting the kids
it's super be under weird. His. Yeah.
What's the word? Parental.
Guidance.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I feel like all he's doing is giving Kim, like, legal.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Reasons. What's it called? Legal proof for when the court case happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he shouldn't have custody. Yeah.
Correct. I mean, any jury, you'd think, would at least, like, there's no way that you could have an entirely unbiased jury that wouldn't
no,
have
absolutely.
Been exposed to any of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Unless you found people in the woods, but I don't know if I'd trust them to run a jury.
Well, I actually don't know if they even have juries, though, for.
Just depends,
I'm just trying to think. I think they only have them for criminal proceedings, right? I don't think they have them for civil stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But just would depend on how.
Yeah, it's true. What actually is happening. Yeah. Yeah, very true. Very true. Mm, still. You're right. Anyone who is involved still will have opinions.
Yeah, this is French.
Okay, we can move on. We don't need to do any research. We can move on from it.
I really don't understand. I guess it's so stupid that I don't, like, it's hard to imagine that that was overlooked.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I also feel like anyone on the right, far right, Republicans and shit being like, this is the future liberals want.
Mm.
I would be like, this is not the same as a drag show, you know?
No, it's really true. It's like,
this
what
is fetish
you?
Gear.
Yeah.
Not someone dressed up in a costume.
Yeah.
Dancing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, but it's super weird.
When have right-wing people ever been sane?
Yeah.
Period. Have you seen? Have you?
No.
Have you?
Maybe.
That Wednesday overtook.
I did.
Stranger Things 4 as the biggest English language show week of all time.
Yes, I did.
I find that wild.
So do I.
Not because it's a bad show, because I'm halfway through and I like it. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Watched it?
No.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's the whole thing. Watch it all? Kind of watched it? Not watched it. I'm only shook by this because it's very much a teen-oriented show.
Yeah.
Which I feel like with Stranger Things, it's kind of more of a broad audience age-wise.
Yeah.
Whereas with Wednesday, it's very much like.
That's fair. But you, as much as it's a teen-oriented show, you get the older audiences for the nostalgia value.
That's true. Totally. I feel like I saw no advertising for it until it dropped, which is why I'm so
shocked.
Are you
serious?
By this. Yeah.
I feel like they beat me over the fucking head with advertising.
No, really? I've only really saw the advertising like a week out, but yeah, a week out.
They released the first trailer like 6 months ago, which for Netflix is like unheard of.
Yeah.
They usually release trailers 2 weeks before the show comes out.
Interesting.
Like it was wild. Okay. If you look at the reviews of the show online, they're, like, all positive, and then the one negative that every reviewer said is that it feels a little bit too much like a CW show sometimes in format.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's why I'm confused. Why it's the, you know, God. One of the biggest shows of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
Because it has a very much target audience age-wise versus other things.
Yeah.
More broad.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
It's.
I'm glad it is because it's good.
Yeah, it's quite campy in some aspects. I don't know how, like, far into it you've got. I liked it, but I'm not a massive fan.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, I like it. I will say that it's the best thing Tim Burton's done in, like, 30 years. Because I think he was restrained. I think the fact that it was an established IP.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was a TV show, so it had a more restricted budget than a film.
Yeah.
I think he was forced to kind of tone everything down that he wanted to do. And I just am thanking the gods that this isn't like Alice in Wonderland or
oh my God.
Anything that he's done like that, you know.
No, that was not fair.
And that's that on that. I think Tim Burton's at his best when he's being
held
restrained.
Back.
There's some aspects of it that I really enjoy, but I was not a massive fan of the story. I feel like that's probably just because it is designed for that younger kind of audience.
Yeah, it's very much just a Riverdale season one.
Straightforward. Mm. Yeah, but it's I don't know. Riverdale was still a little bit more adult, in my personal opinion.
Interesting.
Just season one. Season two went off the rails.
Yeah.
Sorry. That is much better. Thank you. I don't know.
Can you fit your mouth around that?
No. Okay. I'm not going to try. I'm not a fan of the chemistry between Gomez and Morticia.
Interesting. I would let Zeta Jones step on my neck.
I agree, but I just think the characters together have no chemistry with each other.
That's fair.
I'm also, like, not the biggest fan of Catherine Zeta-Jones' portrayal of Morticia.
I'm not an Addams Family stan, I didn't have, like, a preconceived
look, that's fair. Attachment. I haven't seen any sort of, like, any of the previous TV show or anything, but I do love the Addams Family Values movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the one before that, but the Family Values one's the best one. And it's just, it's a different vibe. It's a different vibe, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Interesting. A bit more loving, would you say? Or less loving?
I would almost say less loving?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was a very weird family dynamic, but they were all just like equally fucked up. Mm. But loved each other in their own kind
but in
of
this
weird
one
way.
It feels very much like
they've kind of flattened a lot of their weird eccentricities, in my personal opinion.
Do you think that's because they changed the characters or because the world itself is now supernatural?
Probably also because the world itself is now supernatural, but I think that they did change some aspects of the characters
too. Like in the 90s movies, it's the whole thing is that they're a fish out of water. They're the dark family in the suburban classic neighborhood, whereas this is literally set at a school that is for like vampires and werewolves and Medusas and stuff like that.
Mm.
So I think that takes a bit of the fish out of water vibe away from
it. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Which is interesting.
She is still to some extent a fish out of water at the school, but
piranha out of water even.
Yeah.
But
I don't get
anyway,
water.
Get that. I'm enjoying it. I don't think it's like the second coming or anything,
no.
But I'm enjoying it.
No, it was a fun and enjoyable show.
Yeah, but and I think Jenna like Ortega is.
Jenna Ortega's was fantastic.
Absolutely.
She's like been icon. Making some wild comments in the media this week. Have any of you guys seen this? No one is talking about it. And I'm like,
what, like that she didn't blink the entire time?
That she used to do autopsies on dead animals when she was a kid.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that, yeah.
I was like,
blah, blah, blah. She clarified. She didn't kill the animals.
Oh, she just picked up roadkill.
She found dead animals in the backyard and she would cut them up.
That's a little uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, but I feel like on a scale of Jenna Ortega finding dead animals and cutting it up to Armie Hammer doing that to real life humans as an adult is like,
obviously, there's a difference.
And he still had movies released since, as all I'll say.
Obviously, there's a difference. I'm not saying it's as bad as being a cannibal, but it's also a little wild.
It is, sure. I think the more controversial thing she said in interviews was that she doesn't really like pop music.
That's just an opinion.
Yeah, but I was like,
I don't think that that's a...
Nicholas's soul was destroyed in that moment.
It really wasn't. But I was like, the rest of the cast were talking about songs and stuff. And she was like, I don't really like pop music. And it just felt very too similar to the character.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Look, that's fair. But I also feel like it's not uncommon to dislike pop music.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Do you have anything else or are we going to wrap it up?
No, I have more.
Oh, my God. Hurry up.
Have either of you seen The Sex Lives of College Girls?
No.
HBO show?
No.
I started it the other day. Very, very good. Half-hour episodes, comedy, and it's very fun. 11 out of 10 would recommend. Did you see that Shawn Mendes is allegedly dating his 50-year-old physio?
No. Jesus Christ.
But
what?
Why not?
What?
Have you really not seen
expensive?
This?
No, I haven't. She's
50. She's been his physio for a few years. He's 24.
Is he only 24?
He's only 24 and he's had her as a physio during his time with Camila Cabello, whether or not that was a PR relationship or not, whatever. And now they're like being seen out in public, like holding hands and being lovey-dovey, and people are kind of icked. But
the power dynamic there, it makes me uncomfortable.
I mean,
see, I don't even think it's that. I think it's just the ick. I don't think there's anything technically wrong with it because he's like 24.
I mean,
I just think that it's still weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just gives me bad vibes, even though I don't have an actual reason for that.
I don't know that there's of a power dynamic with me, the physio.
It's like the doctor-patient type of situation as well.
Oh, I thought you were talking about him being a megastar and her being a physio.
No. No.
How iconic would it be if she has kids his age?
That is also a thing.
Like, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like there's, like, doctors, like medical doctors are put on such a high pedestal that there is that massive power dynamic, whereas physios are just still up but a step down, where it's weird but it's not that weird.
I think it probably depends
she's on his payroll.
Yeah.
So if we want to talk about power dynamics.
Yeah, I also think it probably really depends on how they, like, how it actually happened.
Fucking
like,
suck.
Is she still his physio? Did they meet after she'd been doing stuff? Were they reconnecting post?
Not doing stuff.
Post treatment? Yes. Was it
not
like
treatment?
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a very different situation if they're in the middle of a physio session and then one of them comes onto the other, as opposed to, oh, we've stopped working together and now we've run into each other at a coffee shop 6 months later. Like, it's a very different vibe.
There's been no
indication
that they're not working together, that she's no longer in his payroll.
But I also think that the power dynamic is not as large because there's not, like, super personal medical information or that sort of thing being exchanged.
She's, like, massaging him and then she's like, I saw you cheated on me. Snap his neck and he's dead.
Look, but anyone could do that in their own bedroom.
So true.
I don't let people near my head.
During sex?
Yeah, that was a lie. anyway.
You don't give head?
What? So no head? Another line there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's probably the age difference that's giving me the ick, but I get the ick from it.
Mm.
You know?
Maddie doesn't understand the
information. No, she's like, this is my ideal relationship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it also gives me the ick, but I think that a lot of that is just because I feel uncomfortable that it's an older woman, younger man, and so I'm like, well, that's obviously not reasonable. That's
so you're being sexist?
Exactly, so that's why I didn't say it. that's obviously internalized sexism of some variety. So,
you know, how there's always been speculation about his sexuality?
Yeah.
And him, like, and everyone's like, the PR relationship is because he's gay and they need Senorita to go number one. I don't necessarily believe that's true. I'm thinking maybe people have thought he's gay this whole time because he actually is only into MILFs.
And they see him out with MILFs and are like, oh.
Well, they see him with young women like Camila Cabello and they're like, he seems so uncomfortable, he must be gay. But in reality, perhaps it's, oh, he's so uncomfortable because he's only into mummy milkers.
Please never use that phrase again.
I mean, fair. But I also feel like mummy milkers are not strictly for mummies. Like, mummy milkers are just in reference to breasts in general.
We're not talking about semantics of mummy milkers. We're talking about in reference. They get he's uncomfortable because he's only into MILFs. Is that better?
Yeah, that's fair. But, I mean,
like, there's a difference between, like, speculating on sexuality and speculating on
preferences?
Fetish? Would it be a fetish?
Well,
not necessarily.
You think at that extent it would be if he was so uncomfortable with younger women and would only sleep with older women.
That's
that it would
true. That would,
fetish.
That would be a fetish, yeah.
You know what we need? We need Shawn Mendes only dating MILFs and Leonardo DiCaprio only dating barely legals.
Yeah.
We need them to merge into one perfect human who dates someone their own age.
So true.
Wow.
So true.
Galaxy brain.
They don't exist, but
the limit does not
the
exist.
Musicals.
The musicals?
Okie dokie. If you want to be doing a second episode, we better move on.
I'll do you a second episode. Good, because I don't really have much else. Instead of what the fuck are the weeks this week, I put on the table and you will be picking up. It's not actually an option. It's not a choice.
I actually have one more thing to say.
I'm pro-choice.
I was like, wow. Let's just end with that.
No. What?
No, I saw the menu recently.
I don't want to talk about it because I want to see it.
No, I know.
And I don't want your shitty opinions influencing mine.
No, it was actually really good. But I want to talk about one single aspect of it. One single aspect of it, which was there was like a throwaway line in there that was like, we kept you open during COVID. And I was like, oop.
Excuse me?
Why is there a casual COVID reference in this film? Yeah, I don't absolutely took me out, right?
I don't deal well with anything that references COVID. Literally the reason that I've stopped watching Grey's Anatomy after 18 seasons was because they included a COVID storyline. And I was like, I come to this show for an escape, not for COVID.
Masks? Sure.
Yeah. Fine.
Whatever.
Actually,
but actual COVID references? It. Terrible.
And disgusting. The fact that it was just like literally that one line really like, it was so unnecessary.
I've actually been seeing that a lot in a lot of the shows and movies I've been seeing recently. And I'm like, why? If it's just going to be one single throwaway line, why just even bring it up?
Why even bring
like
it up?
Like in Sex Lives of College Girls, one of them's talking and they're like, yeah, they're dating. Didn't you know he gave her COVID last year? Oof. And I'm like, you can't just, and then, yeah. And like with, I think it just, and just like that, the Sex and the City sequel, they did the same thing. They were like, suddenly COVID was over. And it was like, what do you mean suddenly COVID was over? And they did it with The Bear as well, the TV show The Bear.
I personally think it's because it makes it too real.
Real.
I don't know. It snaps you out of whatever.
I'd rather watch a show where the COVID didn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, but it doesn't even need to be COVID doesn't exist. It's just like a just don't bring it up. It's like, anyway.
You don't need a throwaway line about it.
Yeah.
It's like, we get it. We were there.
To place us in time. Exactly. When I was in high school, my English teacher, I remember this really vividly. One of the first things he taught us.
Was he hot?
Reasonably. One of the first things he taught us was
name drop.
How to be spanked.
Oh my god.
Naughty.
Yeah. Oh my god. Was like when we were first reading historical books, he was like, the first thing you need to know before you read an historical book is you actually need to be able to place it in its time. So you need to be aware of what was going on at the time that it was written.
Context.
So basically he's excusing racism.
Exactly. And I feel like I never really got that until recently, the last few years, when shit started to happen, like COVID. They're just like randomly name dropping COVID, or like,
you're like, in 50 years we are the historical context that's needed.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm watching this really old show called Grey's Anatomy, and suddenly there's a season where they're all wearing COVID? Masks.
What? Or like a throwaway way.
What happened in 2020?
Look, or like, the thing is, I feel like in the future it's going to seem less cringy than it does right now.
Very possible.
It'll just be like,
oh, that's a thing.
Oh, they're referencing the Black Plague. That's not cringy. Because
yes,
that's just
work, Spanish flu, honey.
Thing.
Yeah. Edward dying. Or the other one is, I thought about it, about Don't Look Up, because obviously that whole movie is an allegory for the climate crisis. So it's like in 20 years and someone's looking back, and if like climate change has been fixed and solved, people are going to be like, I don't understand this
movie.
Don't
even finish that sentence, because it's not going to happen.
It might. You never know. But I'm just saying.
Instead of what the fuck of the week this week, we are going to be doing a little exercise in brainstorming. And
I have a what the fuck, though. Fine, I'll do it later.
Do it next week.
Okay.
As in next episode. So I've tasked both of these lovely ladies with a homework assignment, and that was to come up. Maddie's going third because apparently she needs to think about them.
I've been thinking about it all week.
Oh, right. I thought you were joking.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's don't make me laugh. It hurts. That's
I
so funny.
I just thought you were referencing that TikTok you said, and I'm like, cute.
I run this podcast by my fucking self.
What were yours? Do you want to say yours?
I don't
want to
say it, no.
Wet pussy. That's mine, one of mine.
No, because now you're just going to say all sex things. What's your what the fuck of the week?
No, I never go first. You have to go first with your what the fuck.
My what the fuck of the week this week is...
Your co-hosts are savages.
My what the fuck week this week is Kim Petras.
Uh-huh.
People that are... Terminally online will know what I mean.
All right, moving on. Oh my god, don't be crabby.
No, I'm mad.
Well, you shouldn't be because you were 15 minutes late, so now we're even.
And?
Now we're even.
That's not even.
We are even.
No, even would you be being 15 minutes late to something?
No.
Yes, that's how it works.
No, it's not.
That's how it works.
These things, they're too...
Just fucking parallels. Read.
Fine. Paid parking at hospitals. What is
Didn't
with
we
that?
Do this like 3 weeks ago?
I don't remember.
Pretty sure we did this like literally last week.
Okay, well, I'm bringing it up again.
Yes, paid parking at hospitals should not be a thing.
I agree. It's extortionate. And I'm sorry if I have said that before.
She agrees with the topic that she brought up.
You're the one who was... Anyway, yeah, it's extortionate and it's not fair and it should
I
not
agree,
be done.
I agree, 100%.
Okay,
Chelsea. It should be free parking. And if that means the government has to provide a yearly money amount for the parking lots to be open, whatever, but I don't think we should be having to pay it.
It is pretty
disgusting. Through not taxes.
I agree.
Shit.
Or I feel like at the information desk you should be able to say, hey, I visited this person. Can I get my ticket validated?
Yeah. So true. So
it's
true.
Not that hard. If someone's just going to hospital and parking to go visit the hospital cafe.
Yeah.
That's different.
they can pay for that.
You know. Do you have a what the fuck of the week?
Yeah, Nicholas, why won't you let us watch Twilight?
What do you mean?
That's so funny.
What do you mean?
Nicholas said this week, I don't want to watch Twilight, I want to go to the movies.
Yeah, I want to see the movie that all three of us said, yeah. I want to see.
Instead of Twilight, which was rude.
Was our initial plan.
I mean, to be fair, I did say I didn't want to do both. And we had to choose.
And I made a decision.
And Nicholas chose.
It's not my fault that this bitch can't make a fucking decision.
I can't make it. Okay, we're turning on each other. Let's move on.
In this specific context, she couldn't. Am I right?
I guess.
So why you were like, I don't have a preference. So I was like, I do have a preference. Doesn't mean you had to say fucking yes, you
Look,
two.
Look, but sometimes we say we don't have a preference, but we really do have a preference.
Okay, well, you can take that up with your psychologist. So take that up with your psychologist.
Iconic. Oh, my God. Okay, thank you all very much for listening to What the Fuck is Happening, the podcast. Bye.
Give me all three tickets. I'll go by my fucking self.
We'll go to Chelsea's house and finish.
Honestly, I thought that we could just watch Twilight like next week or the week after before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're not going to want to go out closer to Christmas.
Yeah, but I have things to do in preparation for Christmas.
Oof. Okay, so we'll watch them without you.
Now you're out. Nicholas has turned on you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Fuck these two.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.